Next speaker is Scott Wider. He's a nephew of Carl's. He took over Stan and Carl's business along with his brothers Ryan and Mark. And they run what's now Wider's Pollen, Western Pollen. Yeah. Wider's Western Pollen. So, Scott Wider.
Thank you. Now when I come up here, and I know Barb Holder too, when I say my Uncle Boggs, there's a little bit of backstory to that. I remember hearing the story when I was younger, but he was just always Uncle Boggs to us. I didn't spend as much time with him as I'd liked, but the time that I did get to spend with him, I always really enjoyed for a lot of those reasons that have already been mentioned. Just his vast knowledge and wisdom of the natural environment, how connected he was to all of it. One thing that I've become aware of more recently is that the native people whose ancestors lived here before, many of our ancestors lived here, they hold him in a lot of respect for his help that he put in, all the work that he put in helping protecting the watersheds here. I know he and my Uncle Stan did a lot of work protecting a sacred site on Mount Shasta to the Wintu, the Pitt River natives. And so they hold him with a lot of respect. I was told that by some of the elders in that community. And I just want to stand here and just say how grateful I am to have had the moments I did have with him. He was one of the people in my life that I felt like helped me recognize that there's a lot more going on in this world, in this life, in this reality that we live, than what we can see, that we can sense, and to trust that. He wasn't a religious person, but I do consider him as a spiritual person. And the way that I understood him as in his spirituality is just having a deep connection to this earth, to this universe, through his observation of it, through his sitting and using all of his senses in it, using his mind to categorize it and try to understand it. I think he really lived his best in a way of reciprocity with this world, with an understanding that this world gives us everything that we need. We're born into this place and gives us everything that we need, and that our part into it is giving back, is living our fullest, and taking care of it. And I think he really embodied that, and I always really appreciated that, and that was a big lesson to me. What else? I'm grateful for this day that we have right here to remember him, that it helps me in my path to the head of the line that he would talk about. You know, I feel like this is a stepping up for all of us towards being the head of the line. It helps us take a moment to connect with all those things that we hear about him and how he lived his life, in the way that we live our own lives, in the way that we our work in this world, and the way that we love in this world. You know, I think it's all pretty well said. I was reading through his poems here, and you know, I was going to read some of it, but it's all in front of you. And I'm grateful also for all the hard work that he put into this pollen collection through the years. My brother Mark and Ryan and I, we grew up in the pollen business. Not in the business per se, it was more of child labor. or you could say training. So when he decided to retire from collecting pollen shortly after our father decided to retire from collecting pollen. So we were all doing other things and came together, and it was such, they had all built up such good business relationships with all these companies, and we had been around it, that it made sense for all of us to come together to do it. So my two brothers and I, we took over all the relationships with the companies that we provide pollen to, and we started collecting pollen. And I'm really grateful for all that hard work that he and my Uncle Stan and my father put in all those years collecting the pollen and teaching us how to do it. And so it can provide a livelihood for our families. And before that, their first brother that they lost, my Uncle Eddie, he's the one that I think started the whole pollen collecting back in college with one of his professors, and he brought in all of his brothers. So he's passing that on to us, and all of that, the way he lived his life. He never had children of his own, but I think he did kind of have a lot of children, being the oldest of seven. I think he was taking care of a lot of kids his whole life, and I think that role of being big brother, looking out for people, was something he carried on through his whole life. He took care of people like they were his own siblings. He was always big brother. Yeah, so I'm grateful for that. Just take a moment and just picture that big smile of his and that broad knowledge of his, and just raise our voices for the good. Hip hip! Hooray! Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, that nobody can deny, which nobody can deny, which nobody can deny. He's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny. Thank you.
That was great.